Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Because spider silk possesses an amazing combination of strength and elasticity, it's well worth trying to replicate in the lab. Craig Vieira, professor of biological sciences at the University of the Pacific, explains efforts to understand and mimic the silk produced by the black widow.
The next time you go to swat a spider, stop. You could risk interrupting millions of years of evolution and the promise of cars made out of spider silk. Spiders have been working for millions of years to perfect an environmentally sound, lightweight, and strong material. The black widow alone uses 7 different spider silk fibers to capture prey, move about, protect her young, and simply survive. That same spider silk is tougher than the materials man uses now for such things as body armor. It's lighter and biodegradable, making it better for the environment. The race is on at laboratories around the world to be the first to crack the code of spider silk and replicate it in mass quantities. In my lab, my students and I are working to figure out how to produce large amounts of the spider's proteins, spin the synthetic fiber in just the right way, and integrate those fibers into materials. Then, we can make stronger, lighter replacements for Kevlar and body armor, plastics in automobiles, and stronger, lighter aerospace components. The possibilities are boundless. We are standing on the precipice of truly revolutionary work. In the next 5 years, we should see the next major step in the work that spiders have been at for millions of years. It will be interesting to see what we come up with.
That was Craig Vieira of the University of the Pacific. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. The black